This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. So in the middle of what we in television production call the back nine, which means the final nine or so episodes of a 22-episode TV season, I hit a wall. Now, this happens a lot in the television business. No matter how well you plan your pre-production or how efficiently you come up with stories and scripts for the year, at some point, usually right after the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays, chew up your hiatus weeks, which are usually spent working, preparing, and writing and coming up with material. But in those weeks are spent inefficiently, being with family and friends, you end up frantically racing around to put together those final few episodes. And then, of course, for some of us doing shows that are produced in New York, it snows. Sometimes it snows a lot, and sometimes they just tell you it's going to snow a lot, but the outcome is the same either way. Work stops, production dates get pushed, time just gets short. So what I did was I started tossing things overboard, and one of the things I tossed over was this martini shot, which, as some of you have noticed, has been dark, and that's what they call it in the theater, dark, for the past few weeks, which I can only really see as a personal failure because I'm a showrunner and this is my show, and it really shouldn't ever miss an air date. I mean, you did notice, right? A friend of mine cautioned me against making any mention of my weeks-long absence because, as he put it, what if nobody noticed? What if they just ran something else, something easier to get, and nobody complained, and nobody tuned out, and nobody cared? And yes, that actually was a friend, although I guess it doesn't seem like it. Maybe I should have said a writer friend to clarify why he was being so cruelly realistic. But that's the problem with missing your air dates. You give the paymasters a chance to see what happens when you're not on. I mean, what was on when I wasn't here? Oh, just some free 4-minute thing, a roundup of the news, something that's free and easily sliced up and can be repurposed throughout the day. Did you get a lot of letters? No. See, this is what's guiding the current negotiations between the Writers Guild and the producers, by the way. It's a game of chicken between the side that thinks the business will collapse if it doesn't get fresh scripted content for its schedules and the side that thinks it might be worth it to find out. Neither side really wants to run the experiment. Hollywood hates the unknown and the experimental, which is why we're still watching King Kong movies. But it's probably malpractice for the studios not to be a little curious. During the last strike, TV networks learned that American audiences do, in fact, have an almost limitless appetite for reality television. Almost limitless, anyway. I can't imagine that anybody wants to discover what the actual limit is. My writer friend understood why I missed my air dates. He's been in production himself and knows that the final 2 months of a production year mean everything else slides away and 20 pounds mysteriously appear. He knows that when you're in the final sprint, you really don't have an hour or so to do anything else. The entertainment business, when you strip away the sparkle and the hype, is a very practical and earthbound business. It's about hours in the day and weather and if the script is ready. Expensive hours can be lost by something as simple as a copy machine breaking down. But I have another non-writer friend, someone not in the entertainment industry, what Variety used to refer to in the olden days as non-pro, who assumed I had taken a leave of absence to sort through personal issues and reconnect with myself. Those were the actual words she used, by the way, and it really was heartbreaking to have to tell her that I have never really been one to go in for any of those things, reconnecting mentally healthy things. I tried to explain to her the complications of the daily schedule and the concrete obstacles that made it hard for me to keep up with the weekly martini shot, and all I got back was a blank look. She did ask, though, if anybody had noticed. See, she may be nicer and more thoughtful than my writer friend, but even a non-pro knows how the business works. And that's it for this week. Next week, I will be here, I promise. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.